The British Prime Minister Theresa May has narrowly survived a vote of no confidence, 325 votes to 306. The vote came in the wake of yesterday's historic Brexit vote defeat and was debated in Parliament for more than 6 hours. Britain is due to leave the European Union in just 10 weeks' time. Mrs. May says she wants to get back to business. Police have worked into the night investigating the death of a woman in Melbourne's north. Her body was found near the Polaris shopping centre in Bundoora yesterday morning. Detectives are examining whether she was sexually assaulted after getting off the number 86 tram. Officers remained at the scene until about midnight looking for evidence. The Red Cross says scores of people are still unaccounted for after a deadly terror attack on a luxury hotel complex in Kenya. The assault began with an explosion outside a bank and a suicide bombing in the capital, Nairobi, killing more than 20 people. Kenya's president addressed the nation, saying all 5 gunmen involved in the attack had been killed. Islamic State militants are claiming responsibility for a suicide bomb in Syria that killed at least 15 people, including US troops. The attack in the northern part of the country comes just weeks after US President Donald Trump claimed the terrorist cell had been defeated. Democrats say the attack shows Mr. Trump's plan to withdraw from Syria is misguided.